Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Some trash you heal, you can take away. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Show. You're listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I have one of my favorite and fabulous guests from the UK. He has been on the show before, and everyone adores him, including me. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Bonnie. How's it rocking? Okay.
It is really shaking. So give me a second. I'm going to introduce you properly. We have Andrew D with us today. He is a UK spirit medium, a clairvoyant. He rocks every clair. He's a psychic. He's a medium. He is just a really neat guy. He's got a great story, and he's a very, hopefully, close friend of mine. I just adore Andrew, and he always loves and appreciates everyone here, and he loves to share his gifts with you. So, Andrew, tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you.
Wow, Bonnie. Right. Well, listen, this is, how simple is this? I'm over here in the UK. I am a spirit medium. I don't know what you're going to have to tell me how it works for you guys, but we like to think of ourselves as, or we call ourselves, evidential mediums. And it's all about giving that evidence of life after physical death. You know, these are memories, these are places, these are names, anything, you know, something that you can relate to. But the main thing is, Bonnie, that, you know, when I do my readings, it's not always evidential, because I always say spirits control the reading.
Yes.
That could be with evidence. If that's what you need, if you need that evidence from somebody that they're alive and well, that's great. And I've had people come on and say, hey, Andrew, you know, I really need to hear from Mom. What does Mom think? But what spirit do sometimes, Bonnie, is they will come forward as that person and they will give the evidence, you know, and then the reason why they've come. But on other occasions, I tend to channel from spirit. So if you like, the information I give is from a higher source. It's not from a particular person. And on other occasions, again, you know, it's just purely a psychic link that I'm being given to that person, what's going on around them, where they're going, you know, what's happening in their life, and, you know, why they are there, and what can we do to give them that personal guidance to help them on the way. So it's all work different ways, Bonnie, and a bit like a bag of golf clubs, you know, you never know which one you're going to need until you get to the tee.
Oh, I love that.
I never know which golf club I'm going to need, and then spirit will just hand me the one that I need, and we'll run with that then.
Well, listen, Andrew, if you give me a golf club, I might hit you, because I don't know how to play golf. And when I go to do golf, it just kind of flies. So I so love this. That is the cutest thing. What's so funny is that I was going to ask you, and you told me, you must have been reading my mind. Do you think you're a mind reader too? Because guess what? That was my question. I wanted you to tell everybody, you know, how you work and a little bit of difference in how you perform. And you do perform, because you are on stage a lot. And I love that. Different than here. I mean, we in the United States, our medium psychics and clairvoyants don't always go and do what you call your platform mediumship. I'm sure there is, but there are very few of them. And it's not that there are few of them, there's few of the platform mediumship places. Lilydale, and I know Casadego around where I live, have them. But Andrew, tell everybody about your website and what you offer to them.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. My website is www.andrewd, and that D is spelled D-double-E. So it's all one word, andrewd.com. And you can see, you can go to my YouTube channel. You can see some of my TV work. I've got some stuff on there from radio as well as some of the stuff that we did, Bonnie, with my show that I did for a few months, The Room Next Door, which I really enjoyed. But it's like everything else, Bonnie. You know, I did that. I've got some TV stuff on there, some radio stuff. I've got, you know, there's testimonials on there from other people. If you want to book a private reading with me, you can book online a reading with me as well. Or you can just see on my YouTube channel, I've got some other stuff on there, which is just purely to help people. Or if people are looking to find out a little bit more about the world of spirit, how the world of spirit works, according to Andrew D. And other things, because my interpretation of it and your interpretation of it and maybe another medium's interpretation of it are all going to be different things, you know. So
absolutely.
It's like where you live, Bonnie, you know, Disney World, or which I can never remember which way around it is, you know, that wonderful place means so many things to so many different people. And that's the way the world of spirits is, you know. It's fun-loving, you know, it's fun-loving, it's loving, it's inspirational, but all for different reasons for different people. But that's what you'll get from my website if you go there, you know, just to find out more about the work I do as well.
I love that, Andrew, and I do. You are just so wonderful and really good, and I know you help a lot of people. So if anybody wants to book a reading with Andrew D, go to andrewd.com and take a look. Even if you want to take a look at Andrew D and see him, so if you get a reading or you talk to him today, you can go to his YouTube channel, and you can. I love that, because that's why I put one up. I didn't even tell anybody about me, actually, so you should be proud of me. It's all about you, Andrew, today, because you did me a great favor in coming here. But, you know, I do have Skype too, and it's BonnieAlbersOnAir.com, just so you could see me. And just like you could see Andrew, you could see any one of our guests, because, you know, it gives you a little bit more of an in touch with us. And you can actually, when you talk to us, understand and see what, you know, how we work and things. Andrew, I'm really excited because one of the questions I did want to ask you, you almost answered all of them. I'm telling you, you must be telepathic here. But I wanted, you know, and I thought I was going to surprise you. So before we get to the audience, I want you to tell everybody, like, what do you feel, according to Andrew D., happens in the spirit world? How do you connect, and how is your best connection? And when you do connect, what do you feel happens when we do leave this earth plane?
Well, do you know what, Bonnie? The way I've been inspired to give you that answer is that my father-in-law passed away, in fact, last June. And but prior to him passing away, he was in a hospice, and his daughters, one of his daughters was my wife. And my wife and her sisters went to get some refreshments, and I was sat in the chair next to Eric, and I was just sat there minding my own business, and I turned away. Well, I think I went into my bag to get my phone out or something like that, and I was convinced he sat up in the bed next to me, and the poor guy had been given you literally days or hours to live. You know, we were sort of on 12-hour watch, and you know, I was convinced he sat up. And then when I looked again, I was convinced I saw somebody sat on a chair at the foot of the bed. And I don't often see spirit, you know, in a room. As people say, oh, do you see them fully formed figures? You know, like you look at a human being. No, I don't. I sense their energy. Sense their feelings. I get given their memories, you know, maybe names. You know, people get really hung up on, you know, names. Hey, you never give me my dad's name, but you told me his date of birth. You know, well, you know, names are unimportant in the spirit world. You know, we don't, names are an earthbound thing, you know, that we can all relate to. When we go to the spirit world, we are energy. You know, I am part of you, Bonnie. You are part of my son. You know, my son is part of your daughter. You know, we're all part of what I would call the brotherhood of man, and we're all connected spiritually. So that's what I believe. But going back to the hospice,
Andrew, Andrew, before you start anything, I got to tell you that we're going to have to say sisterhood of man. No, I'm kidding.
Sisterhood of man. Okay.
Brotherhood and sisterhood. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. And listen, God is a woman as well. Okay.
I love that. I'm only joking, but I have to tell you, I like coming down as a woman. So hopefully I like come down as a strong woman. I don't know, but I do love the woman thing. So you got to go bro, sis thing. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, back to the hospice. When I looked, I thought he's lying down. I was convinced, but when he was ill, you know, he didn't look like the man that we knew when he was fit and well. But when he sat up, he was as he was when I first met him, you know, 20 years ago. And when the sisters came back, I told them, and I said, and I described the guy sat at the foot of the bed as well on the chair. And they said, you've just described his brother who you've never met. So I was aware of, if you like, the shape of the energy, the feel of the energy. I mean, obviously, when I looked full on, and the whole point is, Bonnie, is that spirit comes to us through our consciousness. Spirit is energy. It's a consciousness. And when I looked full on with my human vision, you know, that's when they disappeared, because I was in a world of my own looking through my bag. And it's only when I caught them at the corner of my eye. And it's then when it registered consciously with me, that's when it was gone, because, you know, spirit work with our consciousness. And so moving on from that, you know, I believe that when you do pass away physically, it's not you go to a place in the sky called heaven. You know, you go to another vibration, and you just continue the journey that we embarked on. Even before we came here, we were on this journey. This is just part of our journey. And when we lose somebody, you know, people do get upset. I understand the grief. I understand the bereavement. I totally get it. But a person summed this up to me many years ago, many, many years ago, and they said, it's not that we don't understand, but when we lose somebody, we're only crying for ourselves, because it's we are still here and we have lost them as such, and they've gone to a better place. So our grief is for ourselves, for our own loss. So, you know, it's a whole, there's so much to get our head around, Bonnie, you know, and there are so many different takes on it, so many different levels of understanding of it, you know, and that was just the world according to Andrew D. So,
well, you know what, Andrew, you know what, you describe a lot of people's feelings about the afterlife and where we go, and that we don't really, there's no not motion and sitting around waiting for their loved ones to contact them. They actually are either in a, you know, what we would call a different vibration, moving forward in our soul journey. And when we pass, we actually, I feel, catch up with them. So we go, we hopefully, now I, you know, I'm not going to say everybody, because there are things that there's what we call karma. So I do believe when we pass on too, we also go to that vibration and hopefully understand and still keep that love for those who have helped us in this physical world, because there's other worlds. And I love that, Andrew. So can I ask what you think? When we do pass to a different vibration, what do you feel we're doing in that different vibration? Are we moving on the continuum of what we're doing, or do we actually take other avenues, you know, of life, of different life, different dimensions, or do we look to come back down here to see what we need to revamp?
Well, we do call it Earth School, Bonnie,
yes.
Which is, I suppose, as good a place as any to sort of start with a description of it when we're here.
But yes.
The way I look at it is, Bonnie, is that when we are on that spiritual vibration, yes, we are carrying on our, if you like, our spiritual evolvement, our development, our growth. And, you know, when we're here on the Earth, we do grow older, physically grow older. So I certainly don't look like I did when I was 21. But you are forever
17. Oh, get out of here.
Bonnie,
yes, so you do.
Yeah, you're forever 17, so you've never changed.
That's right. Thank you. I love that.
Yeah, but I mean, with the, you know, one of the sayings I love is, you know, youth is wasted on the young. You know, if I knew what I know now when I was 21, you know, my whole world would be a damn sight better than it, you know, would have been at certain times in my life. Yeah, okay, we physically grow older when we're here, but we're constantly evolving, growing, and developing. And sometimes, and I will come back to the question about what happens in the spirit world, but when we're here, I tend to come across a lot of people who say, I've been stuck in this rut or this situation, or I can't find my way out of this, you know, I'm on a hamster wheel. And that's because they haven't done something about the situation, the lesson they are here to learn.
That's right.
They haven't done something about it. And so life just keeps chucking the same stuff at them, throwing the same stuff at them, until one day you go, I get it. I totally get it. And we wake up and suddenly we find ourselves zooming through, you know, this life. And when we get to the other side, yes, we've got evolvement and growth. But I still believe that we do come back here to yet take on a whole different dimension again, a different life. And there are people in my life that I feel so connected to that I genuinely believe that I have been here in the past with them as either family members or soulmates, as friends or whatever. But we've met up many times along the way.
Oh, I so agree with you, Andrew. I know you listen to my show, and you're a guest that it's a frequent guest here, and we love you. And I always tell people how I feel, and that is that this is Earth School. And exactly, when you're looping, I call it looping, especially, you know, because I do counseling too, when you loop, it's and you're thrown. I have callers that call in and they say the same, that now they're at their third boyfriend and the same exact thing's happening. And I'm saying, yeah, but let's take a look at why. The universe is trying to teach you a lesson. You need to start learning that lesson, or your next boyfriend, your next family member, your next situation is going to look, might not be the same, but it's going to be the same outcome because you haven't addressed the learning issues that you're supposed to be addressing. So I love that. And I think we all are on that same page. And I feel the same way. It's past lives, it's past relationships, it's all that. And I just love that. So I'm glad that, you know, I love for our audience, before we actually get to them, to know what you think and how, you know, how you feel about spirit. One other question I want them to know is, what is your favorite connection? Like, What do you feel has evolved for you in spirit connection wise?
No, it all depends, Bonnie. Sometimes I will say the strength or the depth of evidence or the, you know, the, you know, what you bring forward. But there are people out there, and I always say it's horses for courses. So what is, you know, what is my sort of big trip? You know, I might be doing a show and I'll give somebody the most amazing evidence as far as I'm concerned in my book. But the one thing they remember above all else is that tiny nugget of information that you just couldn't possibly have known yourself. And just one example, you know, I'm just trying to think of this example. No, there was,
I know which one it is.
There was a lady who came to see a show of mine and she came with some friends. You know, she was just dragged along and she had no plans to come. And she came as a skeptic. And I gave her some of what I might call the run of the mill, you know, stuff about her grandmother. And then I just said, she just come along to say she wants to give you this swan's egg that she's decorated for Easter. And I just left it at that, moved on. And to me, that was just a little bit of evidence. And I never thought anything more of it, because you never, ever know as a medium the strength or the depth of the words that you use with it, or the resonance that they have with other people. And she grabbed me at the end of the show, Andrew. She said, oh my God, Andrew, she said, I came here as a total skeptic. And she said, I thought the initial stuff you gave me, anybody could have taken. But she said, you could not possibly have known that when my grandmother was here, she took swan's eggs. She, and they are a protected species in this country. I don't know about the states. They're protected by the Queen here.
Yes.
But she said, you couldn't possibly have known that my grandmother decorated swan's eggs and gave them out as presents at Christmas. At Easter. So just for her, it's not a massive deal. To me, and you asked me, what is it that, you know, that really connects me, or what is it that really sort of moves me? And it's just being able to connect with people in even the smallest of ways like that.
Oh, I love that, Andrew. I think you remember me telling you that I had a somebody that was on the show, actually a very important person named Susan Z. She's coming back and she does Akashic Records. And I said to her, what am I here for, Susan? Okay. You know, because she opened my Akashic Records a long time ago. And she said, well, I'm getting to you, so don't worry, it's not all about me. But she said, to be of service, Bonnie. And I laughed so hard. And I said, well, how about this? How about if somebody's here to be of service to me? But I'm only kidding, because I love that I'm of service. And that's the same thing for you, Andrew. You're here to be of service. And that's what's really cool. And that you love that makes you so endearing. So I know I wish Susan was here.
We'll catch up eventually. But I will just say this, Bonnie, you know, as wonderful as the connection is with the world of spirit, you know, some people, they leave a reading from me feeling totally elated, totally sort of uplifted. And yet there are people that literally, I said to a lady one time, I've got your grandmother here, blah, 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 you know, and all this evidence. And she said, Andrew, I just want to know if my daughter's going to give me grandchildren. And I was like, well, okay. You know, so it's not everybody's cup of tea, as we say here in England, but you know, I can only give what I get from the world of spirit to give to you. And if it is how many kids, granddaughters you're going to have, or whether you're going to change your new car, then, you know, that's what it's going to be. But if that's what you're looking for,
I love
you know,
that. Yeah. I love that, okay. Andrew. I love that. And we are going to get to the callers, because I've got quite a few of them. But I do want to tell you that if you're going to give me anything, it needs to be a cup of coffee. I just can't do the tea. I guess I could try. But, you know, it's got to be the coffee. And it's got to be a really good coffee. So just remember that when I come to visit you. You tell Moira to get the coffee right. So
I went out and bought fresh coffee today.
Yes, I love it. I want to tell everybody that that Andrew D is married to a beautiful lady, and I just adore her, Moira, and she just has a great personality, and I do want to mention that on the show. So we are going to get to the colors. Everyone remember that Andrew D is a UK spirit medium. He can bring you anything. He's so talented, and we just got a little glimpse about Andrew. We are going to get a lot more about Andrew, because, you know, I'm one of those people that like to pull information out, but we are going to get to the callers, because we do have a shortened show today. So 201, you are on with Andrew. And Bonnie, hi.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
You are so welcome. Andrew, this is Rose. How can we help you, Rose? And where are you from? You can tell Andrew.
From Jersey.
Woohoo! We love Jersey, don't we, Andrew? It's close to New York, remember?
Yes. I'm in North Jersey. I'm about, if I get in a car, I'm there in like 10 minutes to New York City. I'm that close, so it's really neat.
Wow.
I'm calling because I'm looking for work, and I want to know what you see for me with regards to work and finances, please.
Okay, Rose. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you what a beautiful name you wouldn't believe this, Rose. So, I was going to say what a beautiful name you've got, because my wife's mother, now I can't call her my mother-in-law because she passed away before we even met, but that was her name as well, Rosemary. So I'm going to say, Rose, I was shuffling my oracle cards for you. So it was work and finances. Okay, Rose, I'm going to say here that I was shuffling my oracle cards, and I always like to give them a good shuffle before I draw any out at all, and two fell out. One of them was the You Are Safe card, which is wonderful, which I'll come on to that in a second, and the other one is Rise and Shine. And basically, Rose, that is the card that sort of lay on top, and it's saying that, you know, rise and shine to you, Rose. Tomorrow is a beautiful new day. Yes, whatever went yesterday, whatever went the day before has gone. Oh, by the way, would you understand, I've just had a name shouted out to me, would you understand the name Danny or Daniel at all?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, fair dude, because what happens sometimes is that, you know, they will jostle away and try and get through, and I've had it in the past where I've had somebody come through for the third caller along, and literally I did a reading for a lady the other day in my office, and there was another man with me all morning, and he'd waited till noon for his daughter to arrive, and as soon as I heard, he's been here all day. So we get this sometimes, but let's move on.
Andrew, just let everybody know, before you go on with the reading, if there's anybody that we pick up with that name that can take it, please let us know. Okay, go ahead, Andrew.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Rose, literally around you, I feel that there needs to be a total turnaround in, I will use the words given to me, but I total turnaround in your work ethic. I feel there is a need, almost like I don't want to say a courage, but there needs to be a belief from you that you are better than you realize that you are, or what you believe that you are. And going out there, I just feel as though you've been either applying for jobs or looking at jobs where you think, oh, I can do that, I can do that. And forgive me for one second, Rose, you know, if I mention a type of work, but it's a bit like, say, for example, a brain surgeon looking at refuse collection. Now, there's nothing wrong with refuse collection, because, you know, if those guys didn't turn up on a daily basis, then we'd all be up to our necks in refuse. So each and every one of us brings something to the party. But I'm being told here that you need to be punching above your weight, and you need to be applying for jobs that you actually do believe that you're capable of, rather than thinking about the way people look at you and what they think you're. It's almost like reverse engineer this. But what I'll say here, Rose, and in terms of your finances as well, it's almost like you've asked me about both of them, and you're very, very honest with this. But I genuinely believe that the finances side of things is more a case of, yes, we need money, yes, we need an income, but I believe that you can work smarter rather than just working harder. So there are opportunities coming your way. There are work opportunities. And I want to say, I want to get you to the end of October, where I start to see a real turnaround in all of this for you. So it's only, you know, we're at the end of August now, nearly. So possibly 8 weeks where I start to see the fruits of your labor. And could you just give me your date of birth, please, Rose?
12/10/56.
Right now, I'll have to work it American style. So that's the 10th of December.
Oh, December 10, 1956.
Right, okay. we write it the other way around.
Don't you love these UK mediums?
Right, okay. Let's just measure. So there's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, Rose. Now, Rose, what I'm going to say to you here is you are currently, in numerological terms, you are in a number 3, you will be coming into a number 3 personal year by the time your birthday comes round in December. Now, you should be starting to feel the vibrations of that very soon, but a number 3 year is all about creativity. It's about you creating situations, possibly out of nothing. I don't want to say you're going to write a book or you do poetry or, you know, arty, or you're going to, you know, paint the Sistine Chapel. It's about you being creative, and it's about you, and I know this correlates directly to your work, it's about you being able to sort of magic, I'm being shown here, pulling a white rabbit out of a hat. You are going to pull a job out of a hat that you never thought you would get in a million years. So I just want to leave that with you, Rose, and say you are safe financially. You need to work smarter, not harder. By the way, who is it that you're lending money to or keeps borrowing money that you never see again?
No one.
Okay.
No one. I'm not working, so no one's asking me for money.
You're saying nobody's asking you for money. It might be just symbolic of the fact that I see money sort of go into places that it doesn't need to or shouldn't go to. And I want to keep it in your pocket here. But rise and shine, Rose. I will leave that one card with you, and it is about everything starting anew for you. Okay, my love?
Oh, thank you so much, Andrew. Do you see a time frame? You said 8 weeks, October?
Yeah, that's about what.
I want to, because I feel that the number 3 year and the creativity, it definitely starts on your birthday, but you'll start to feel the energy of it from about 8 weeks, and from 8 weeks time, that's where I start to see things turning for you. You know, you're not going to just walk into a job tomorrow, but there's work to be done here, Rose. And, you know, it's like dusting off your resume, try and get some professional help with your resume if you can. You know, what skills do you bring? You know, my wife, and I'll just finish on this, when she was a stay-at-home mom, when she finished work to have the kids, you know, she thought, hey, you know, what can I offer? I've been at home for the last 3 years. And I said, time management. You know, what about that? You know, managing the kids, managing the home, you know, getting the kids to school, you know. So there's all these little things, Rose, that I want you to pull out of the bag and get them down on a resume and to start. Oh, by the way, I've just been shown here computer literacy skills as well. If you've got the opportunity to volunteer or give of your time, I know all of this will go in your favor towards what you can offer a potential employer. Okay, honey?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Well, my pleasure. Thank you.
Rose, thank you for calling. And let us know, because you know I love my guests and I love my people that call. So tell us what. But I got to tell you, as Andrew was talking, you know, I always will put something in. I totally see this. And when he says pull a rabbit out of a hat, I love that saying, because you know what that means? Out of nowhere comes something, and you're going to make it happen. So remember, the person who pulls the rabbit is you. So I, you know, like people will say, and I know, Andrew, you'll agree with me, that people will say, well, when is it going to happen? Well, if you don't do anything, nothing's going to happen, even if the energy is there. But when you say pull a rabbit out of a hat, and I love that, Andrew, I'm going to use that from now on. It means that go ahead.
Just one thing. I've just got my pendulum out and I just asked the question, will Rose be working by Christmas? And it was a big fat yes.
Yay!
Right. Thank you.
I love it, Rose. So good luck and let us know, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, I love Jersey. And listen, Andrew, when we go to New York, or should we go to New York, or when we go to New York, maybe Rose will come and see us. Hopefully that bookstore will be featuring us. So, okay, I am... Yeah, so I love New York. Okay, 337, you are on with Andrew. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi.
Hi, I am great. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you?
Candace from Louisiana. Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I beg your pardon. Did you say canvas?
Candace, like candy, yeah.
Oh, like candy. Sorry, my apologies. It sounded like Candace, and I thought, sorry, canvas. Sorry, okay, Candace, how you doing? Okay.
Well, honey, you've got to paint. Wait a minute, Candace, I got to talk to our guest here, Andrew. You could paint a canvas for Candy.
I could.
You know about what's going on.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, Candy, how can we help you before we get goofy?
Well, I would absolutely love to see if he'd pick up on anything with guest recording my love life or something. I ended up last year, I met somebody, and it's definitely an instant connection with this person. And we're best friends now. And we're great friends, but there's more to us. It's just something that we both can't explain. But I would love to see what, yeah.
Okay, Candace. Now, Candace, I mean, just one question for you. If you understand what I mean by this, I'm being shown a triangle situation here where there's a, I don't know whether it is one of you, is this guy that you met, is he on the way out of a relationship, or is there still somebody around him, or maybe somebody he's still connected to in some way? But I just feel there's a third person around you here that this situation needs to be resolved. Would you understand this?
Well, I don't think that he's seeing anybody, whatever. He's been through something, and I guess he's still maybe still going through it or whatever. This is like well over years ago, but I don't know. So, I mean, like I said, we're best friends, but I don't know. I really don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind me asking, what's this guy's name, please?
I said, you know, that's what Spirit said to me, Andrew, ask their name. So, okay. So go ahead.
His name is Mac, M-A-C-K.
M-A-C-K. Okay. It's just so I can get, you know, and I understand you, you know, but your privacy, but don't worry about that. Now, I do feel here, Candace, that there's definitely a connection between you two guys, but I feel as though that between you, in order to move this relationship forward, I'm being shown here there is a need to move to sort of, I want to clear, and I'm being shown here a ship. And when you clear the decks on a ship, you know, it's get everything out the way or tie things down or move things away. And I just feel as though there are, and I said about a triangle situation, but I just feel that there are other people or situations around the pair of you that need to be moved out the way or secured or sorted out. The reason I say that is because I want to get you two guys to be able to just connect, and there is something more there, but I just feel as though it's situations or people external to your relationship that tend to be pulling this thing or pulling the energies apart. So it's very difficult to see in at the moment, but I do feel with you that there will be a moving forward of this relationship. But at the same time, this ain't going to happen unless you guys can sort of get down to the nuts and bolts of it and have a straightforward conversation, because I do feel as though there is a need to clear your throat chakra and say, and I'm sending blue energy to you here, Candace, just so you can say, you know, Mac, this is how I feel, you know, can we take this to the next level? But I just feel, oh, by the way, Mac, is he self-employed at all, Candace, do you know?
He does have a job. He actually is trying to, he's working on his own business right now. Slowly taking progress, yeah.
Okay, because that, I honestly feel that amongst other things, that is, and that's why I asked, was he self-employed, because I do feel as though that is taking up a lot of his time and his energy and his effort.
Yeah.
And one of the things that probably distracts most of us all, or most of us, is the financial situation. And I'm being taken to his home here. And I don't know whether you know, but is he thinking of moving or getting away from where he is or changing his residence? Okay,
yes, he actually is trying to move out, yeah.
Okay, great stuff. So I'm being shown all of these things, and I just feel with that, and please, please, please don't take it personally that, you know, he's not bothered or he's not interested in any way. I just feel
right.
he's got an awful lot of things, and it's about sorting his priorities out. So I don't know whether there's some way you can possibly support him or be there for him, or even say, look, Mac, you know, can I do something? Can I be involved? I don't know whether you've got that capacity in your working day to be there in that respect, but I do feel if you can build bridges with him through his work and his home life, this will bring you guys a lot closer together. It won't be just a case of, hey Mac, can we go on a date, hey let's get married, you know. What I'm saying is this thing needs to be built, but there's definitely mileage in this for you, Candace.
Oh, I love that.
Wow. Yeah, because he's like, he's my best friend, and wow.
Yeah, but there's just one tiny, tiny little reservation I do have is that sometime, and I did this many years ago, I asked a girlfriend out on a date, and she said, no, we're just friends. So just be ever so careful, because I definitely feel here between you guys that there's either a twin flame situation, or even, I can talk about this here, I can't in some of the circles, but there's possibly even a past life connection. So what
yes.
is your feedback?
I've heard that before. I've heard that before, yeah. And I just like, we're so much alike, it's ridiculous. We're
yeah.
so
and
much
what
alike.
I know, and what I want to say is here, you are feeling that pull, but what I don't want to happen is that, you know, you're the right people, it's the right connection, but maybe
yeah.
just the wrong life, maybe just the wrong lifetime. And that's why I said, if you can build those bridges towards him through other areas of interest, that's what will pull you guys together. But just be careful that, like I said, you don't, neither of you takes it that one step further and then thinks, oh my God, what have I done? We're just friends. And then what, it's got to be mutual rather than one.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting it and the other.
Okay. The feelings are there too. I mean, we both said that since the beginning. There's a connection between us,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, of course, there's more. And wow, I've heard that twin flame
yeah.
before, and I've heard that before. And I'm like, and the thing is, I'm very empathic, and so is he. And it's
oh, I love
that. It's interesting you said that, because it'll be times during the day I feel him all the time. But this is something
yeah.
I couldn't explain to anybody, or I couldn't even tell anybody, because I'm like, I told him when we first started talking and everything like that, I was like, I feel everything you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I feel everything you feel, and it scares me. And it's not like it's a scary thing. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And you're going to tell me as well, Candice, that you pick up your cell, you look at it, you put it down, and when you've walked away, it rings and it's him, or a message and it's him.
Oh yeah, that's happened all the time, mm-hmm. all the time.
Uh-huh.
Or he texts me and I text him, I was just thinking about you, and it's like
yeah.
it's
yeah.
like that all the time,
mm-hmm.
and
I think that's great. I mean, twin flames, I got to tell you, that's one of the big things. They're actually telepathic to each other as well as empathic. So they know each other's thoughts. They, you know, they can finish each other's sentences. They can, you know, I don't know. I love the twin flame. You know, I believe so much in soulmates and twin mates and all that. Twin flames is a really tough thing, like, you know, Andrew and I will tell you, because one might be ready and the other one isn't. And it might be that it ends up with twin flames. They had to learn different things here to be able to come together, which is what probably happened with the two of you recently, you know, before. And that's why you're best friends. But yeah, this is something that's really going to be amazing when this actually takes place. So,
okay. Sorry, Candace, can I just ask you one question before we move on to the next caller?
Sure.
Have you got a ring, like a wedding ring or an engagement ring or some other type of ring on a chain around your neck?
No, I do not. no, I don't.
Oh.
Did one of your relatives... Yeah, mother. Did your mom used to? Does your mom wear one, or did?
No, but interesting you said that. I'm divorced, but when I was married, I did have a necklace that symbolized what my passion is, which is music. I had a treble clef, and I wore it all the time when I was married at the time. But that's really the only thing that I've really ever worn around my neck that really symbolized an importance to me in that kind of a way. I'm divorced, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
No, what I was being shown. Okay, I'll leave it there because maybe that's somebody else. I'm being shown somebody here. I've just been given a what looks like a wedding band, but on a chain from Spirit. So let's see if it's the next caller. But Candace, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Candace. Thank you. Good luck.
I've got to go find out more about this thing. I mean, I've heard that before, and I was like, what is that? And I mean, I don't. So I was wondering, like, you look at stuff and you read it, and I'm like, wait a minute. But then this happened to me, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I can't even explain this to anybody about the connection because it's unheard. It's not unheard of. It's just something that I can't explain to anybody.
It's not easy to people who aren't metaphysical, but people are metaphysical. We know about these kind of existences and soulmates and twin flames always. So start reading some articles. There's some great articles about soulmates and twin flames and twin mates and all kinds of stuff, because it'll maybe give you a little bit more enlightenment about the two of you.
Well, thank you so much.
Wow. You're welcome. Call us back and let us know what happens. We want to be invited to the wedding.
That would be interesting.
And you know what? As a gift, Andrew and I will give you both readings right at the altar. So,
all right. That'd be nice. Wow. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
God bless, Candace.
Bye.
God bless.
Thanks. Bye. You know, Andrew, I've got to tell you, I am going to pick somebody up, but I found the girl who can take Daniel. So it might be that the spirit that's here for you, that you're hearing, is actually I'm going to pick her up second, if that's okay, because I've got somebody who I do want to pick up. But this spirit might be here for, and she knows who she is. I think it's Moon Goddess. So Moon Goddess, I've got somebody I'm going to pick up before you. But if you can also pick up the ring, that would be great. So, and it might be the next person I pick up. So I have somebody I want you to meet, and I'm very excited to introduce you to her, Andrew. Susan!
Hi, Bonnie. What's going on?
Hi, babe. Andrew, this is Susan. Susan, this is Andrew. You know I've talked about Andrew to Susan and Susan to Andrew. Go ahead, go, because I know I got to shut my mouth sometime. Go ahead.
Susan, how you doing? Okay.
I'm doing fine. I've been listening, and it's like, of course, I love those English accents. And
no making passes at Andrew, Susan, because I know his wife.
Okay. Well, it's just a nice comment, and I like the information that you gave, and Bonnie speaks very, very highly of you, and she texted me. I'm on the West Coast now, and she's on the East Coast, which means that I'm 3 hours behind her, and she started at 6 in the morning of texting me, call in, call in, call in, call in.
So, I wanted the two of you to meet, Susan, because I've told him a lot about you. Susan opens the Akashic Records. Besides being an unbelievable tarot card reader, she's written a fabulous book, of course, that I downloaded to her, but it's called Soul Windows. And in, And, you know, he's writing a book, Susan, so it might be that I'm having to download to him, too. But I know that the two of you needed to meet, and I know, Susan, I'd love you to ask him a question, but both of you are such powerful energies that I really was so happy that you two meet. So Susan was and will still be, because she's coming back, on Mondays, and I adore her. She used to be with me every Monday, and she will open Akashic Records. And what did I tell you, Andrew, in the beginning of the show? I said, you're probably here to serve. Susan, I'm trying to be your advocate.
So, Bonnie, was this the surprise that you had for me?
Yes, this is the surprise.
Wonderful, Susan. Thank you. Well, Susan, what can I say? How can I help?
Well, I guess maybe I'll just throw something light out there, because everything's been so heavy for me for the last 3 years of dismantling of my life. And now I'm finally in California, which has been my goal in San Francisco area, to be closer to my daughter and granddaughter. And I was just kind of wondering if you see anything in terms of a social and love life. I have a very, very strong feeling that that's going to open up for me, and I'm going to kind of meet the love of my life out here. And I was wondering if you'd pick anything out of that out.
Right. Okay. Well, one of the first things,
or a spirit that's around her, you know, or a spirit that's been floating around her. But go ahead.
Right. Okay. Now, listen, one of the things that I've got to say here, Susan, is that there's a guy just joined me from Spirit here. And as I work with him, I feel with him, I feel almost like I want to say dad here. So now, please tell me your dad is in Spirit, is he?
That what isn't true?
Spirit is, Susan. Yeah, she can't hear sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, both of you are talking at the same time. Somebody say something.
Go ahead, Andrew. But she doesn't. Sometimes Susan has some hearing, a little bit of hearing loss. So go ahead and
okay.
Say it. You know.
Okay. Okay, Susan. But I'd be right in saying that your dad is in spirit. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Right. That's well, not cool that he's over there, but cool that that is right. Now, what I'm going to say here, Susan, is that I do feel with, and I will come on to your love life, so don't let me forget that. But with this gentleman that I've got, that I believe is dad. Oh, but this gentleman is working with me at the moment, and what he's done, he's taken. He's given me a shotgun here for you, but what he's saying is that this shotgun is symbolic. Susan, would you understand somebody going back in time? Now, I'm sure you call them shotgun weddings in the US as well, but they've got a totally different meaning over there. But it's, you know, where the father marches the bride up the aisle, you know, forces her to get married because she's pregnant, or forces the groom to marry the bride. And Dad's talking here of a shotgun wedding going back sometime where the bride, okay, it's no big deal these days, but the bride, so we're going back to maybe the 60s or 70s here, where the bride was pregnant when she got married, or she didn't, nobody else knew she was pregnant, but she knew she was pregnant. Would you understand this at all?
Well, it is symbolic, because it was, I married someone in the 60s that no one approved of. And literally got disowned by half of my family. So.
Okay. Yeah.
And
no,
my
father
was the only one that accepted it. You know, well, this is the way that it is, and you know, this is what she wants, and just absolutely embraced and adored my his granddaughter from that marriage. So.
Right. Okay. But I'll. Thank you, because I want to get a bit more from this, because I knew there was a wedding, and as you know, in those days with shotgun weddings tended to not be approved. So I totally get the symbolic meaning of that for you, because he was talking about a wedding that wasn't approved of. So that makes sense for you. But what Dad is giving me here as well, he's saying to me, now I know you said he adored your granddaughter, but your dad's also saying to me here, because I know that your dad, apart from what you've told me, he was a very understanding man. But he's also telling me here he was a fair-minded man, and often he was the voice of reason. Would you understand this, Susan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's saying to me here that he would often be, and I've just been shown here. Oh, by the way, have you got two brothers?
How do I what?
No, have you got two brothers?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Have you got two brothers?
Susan, do you have two brothers?
Do I have two what?
Brothers.
No, I have no brothers at all.
Did he?
Okay.
I have
did
one
your father
sister. That she might as well be a brother, but because she's a Scorpio, and you know how they are.
Oh,
but,
yes.
Yeah.
Well,
know, she orders me around like a Scorpio brother, but no,
right.
No, I have no brother.
The reason I'm saying this, Susan, is because your dad is standing between two people who are at loggerheads, two people who, and it's almost like a boxing referee he's showing me here. He's standing in and he's keeping these two people apart, and then he's gone, okay, box. And what he's saying to me here is that sometimes people can step in and try to sort out situations, and I believe this is intended for you, Susan, but Dad is telling me that possibly where you have been trying to sort out two individuals or get them to speak amicably with one another or just to deal with each other, he said you've been trying to keep two people apart, and he said you need to let them get on with it and sort out their differences. So would you understand where you have been like a boxing referee and keeping two people apart and trying to sort them out?
Yes, but that wouldn't be brothers. That would be my daughter and my sister. They have karma since the moment that they met, I've had to stand in between and keep
Thank
them
you.
From choking each other.
Okay. So I also knew that the box, but your dad tells me here, would you understand where he was a great fan of the old greats, the boxing, the Muhammad Ali's, the Sonny Listons, the George Foremans? He was a great fan of what I would call the true greats of boxing. Would that make sense to you?
Well, you're close. My father was a fan, which I found the most embarrassing. He was a fan of wrestling.
Yeah,
I mean, he really got into it. It was, that whole wrestling thing, and I'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, the crazy thing is here, Susan, I know we've got a bad line, but I was being shown your dad was using boxing as an analogy for keeping two people apart. But then he was talking about, he just showed me the ring, and a wrestling ring is the same as well. So, and he showed me himself being stood in the ring. So I naturally assumed where things were being kept apart, he was showing me the ring, and I thought he was a fan of boxing. But boxing, we've got different categories, different weights. And I feel as though, it was the heavyweights that Dad loved to watch. Would you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Well, keeping the two people apart to my father, that would be very important to him because he loved them both very dearly, and he would be uncomfortable with that. And me, it just rolls off of me if hey, whatever.
Yeah, okay. But one of the reasons your dad's bringing all this in, because you asked about your love life, one of the dad's one of the reasons he's bringing this in, he wants to give a number of things here for you. And he's telling me that where your life is concerned, he said you've slowly started to realize that the important thing for you is to concentrate on your own life and not to be trying to be running other people's lives. Would you understand this? Where you've tried to control things or sort things out or thought you were helping, and he's saying you've realized that, again, people have got to get on with it, but he told me that you're now concentrating on yourself and you've done a lot of work on yourself as an adult as well. Would that make sense?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. And what I'm being told here for you, Susan, is that there's very much a need. I feel that you've either given up on something or a you've given up on maybe an area of expertise, say, for example, your Akashic Records, something like that, something to do with your gift, you've given up on it or you've moved away from it, and I feel there is a need for you. You've either looked at going back to it or you've looked at, and did you ever do spirit art or did you ever draw using the guidance from spirit?
No, unfortunately, I can't even draw stick figures.
Maybe.
Not one of my talents.
No, honestly, you do not even need to be able to draw. I know somebody who cannot draw to save their life, but they're inspired by spirit. But what I'm being told here, Susan, there's a creative part of yourself that you gave up on or you've left behind, and your dad is encouraging me to tell you to take it up again and run with it again, because it's going to be part and parcel of who you are when you're working in the future.
But it's another book. I mean, I already feel it coming, and it's, you know, yeah.
Okay, honey.
I'm not sure what it is, but it was like the last one. I wasn't really sure what it was until it was time, and then it just poured. You know, so.
Well, have you been looking at, some people call them indigo children, but also I want to talk about children, because adults who've got the gift, there are children who have the gift, and this is about the gift in children. So this is what I'm being shown here. So I don't know whether that's something you've thought about. You can keep that secret to yourself, but it's looking at gifted children with spiritualism, with working with spirit, working with, you know, the metaphysical, and it's about how they deal with it, live with it, something like that. But in terms of your love life,
actually, I write children's books. I've written six children's books. Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. But what your dad is saying regarding your love life, he said, you're getting everything back on track. Now, Bonnie, I'm not sure whether you told me this, but Susan, are you looking at moving back east?
Am I looking at
moving? Oh, I'd love her to move back east, but she just moved out there, and that was her dream.
Oh, right. Okay.
Not a prayer in hell.
Okay, fine. Honestly. Well, I'm being told here that...
But I am temporarily living with a friend, and probably will be here maybe 6, 7, 8 months, and I am moving at looking for my own place to live here in around Arinda in San Francisco. So I am just like temporarily staying with someone.
Listen, your dad said your love life will sort itself out once, and forgive me for saying this, but once you've sorted yourself out, everything else will fall into place, okay?
Okay. Okay.
I love that. Wait, you're not getting off that easy. But I have to tell you this. You know what else she gave up? And that she loved, and she says she doesn't, is the radio, but she's coming back. So that is a part of what she left behind too. So I think that, you know, that is going to be something.
Yes.
Also, that's a good talent.
I did another radio show with her, and I told her, I said, I don't want the obligation. So she's like texting me every day.
You know what, Andrew, since you're on and you can tell us, is she not, or is she coming back every Monday?
Well, listen, I'm gonna do the honest
Careful,
thing here.
Andrew.
Just wait with me. Right. Is Susan coming back on the radio every Monday? Bonnie, it's a no.
Oh, I'm not happy, Susan. I'll have to call
I would be more than happy to be a guest. I just don't want the obligation of having a regular show.
No, that's the one. I used my pendulum, and the permanent move to a Monday was a no, and the guesting was a yes. So there you go.
Okay, well, she's going to be a guest a lot more than she thinks she's going to be. So that was one of the parts that she gave up. But I did want you two to meet, and I am going to take the next caller. But Susan, I'm so glad you let your dad come through, because not all the time do you want to hear who's coming through. So I love that.
I just really enjoyed everything that he said. And it's like, When I am on the show, please, Andrew, call in. I'd love to open your Akashic Records because all I can see is stardust. And it's really interesting. When I tap into your life force, it's like I just see like a Milky Way. And I would be really curious as to what that exactly what that means.
Well, I'm hoping it's stardust from being a star in the States, but we'll find out, shall we, Susan?
Yes, yes.
Wait a minute. She's coming on Monday. So, Andrew, at 1 o'clock, we'll be talking about her book because she wrote an unbelievable book, Soul Windows. Well, actually, I helped channel that book, but she wrote it, so she has to get credit for it. But it's one of the books I used in my practice, even, you know, with my therapy. Anyway, and if anybody's listening, and I know I have a lot of people in chat and a lot of people on the line, it's Soul Windows, Secret from the Divine by Susan Z. Rich. I used it in my practice, both metaphysical as well as physical. So please read the book because I'm going to be bringing Susan on Monday. And she's coming on tomorrow with The View. But Monday she's going to be doing her book and we will be taking callers. So Andrew, if you want to call in, get your Akashic Records open. I'm dying to see what's inside you.
Right. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Thanks, Bonnie. Thank
you. All right. You're welcome.
Absolutely. I would love that.
Thank you.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
You,
well,
Andy.
Thanks, Susan.
Bye now.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Susan. Okay. I am going to bring on the lady who said she thinks the spirit is that your finding is for her. If you have the time, Andrew.
Yeah. We've got a few more minutes, Bonnie. We've got time for one more caller. And then, you know, the time's moving on as we speak. But who's there, please? Who are we talking to?
Well, wait a minute. I've got to find out which number because I know she gave it to me, but you know that I am not very
Bonnie.
Good. Yes?
Bonnie?
It's 631.
Yeah, it's 631.
631? Okay, 631. I'm going to find it. Okay, why can't I find it? I've got, you know what, Andrew? You've got so many callers. And okay, 631. Let me try. 631. Why can't I find it? Why am I not finding it? Let me take one more look. Candy, I do not see 631.
Yeah.
I do not see,
okay.
unless she's down here. I
and
don't see 631.
The other one was for the Daniel, it's 311.
Okay, and they were just on too. I think blog. Here we go. 111. Here we go. Hi, you're on with Bonnie and Andrew. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Gigi. I am the person.
Hi, Gigi. Hi, I'm gonna let Andrew Bonnie. Work his mojo. I'm Gigi. Before
Hi,
I could talk to you, because I love your name, I gotta let you talk to Andrew because I kind of cajoled him for more time than he actually wanted to give me. So, Gigi.
Okay.
You're on with Andrew.
Hi there, Andrew.
Now, oh, hi. So I've got to get your name right. Is it Gigi or ZZ?
Gigi, like the movie, Gigi.
Like
oh,
Gigi.
Right.
I love
right.
Gigi.
Gigi. Yeah.
Can I borrow
Gigi,
your
I'm
name?
With you.
Yeah. Can I borrow your name, Gigi?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Gigi, where are you calling from, please?
California.
Oh,
California.
Wonderful, wonderful. California is on my list of things to do. Right. Now, the really interesting thing, the really interesting thing here, Gigi, is that the number that you're calling from, 311, that's correct, isn't it? 111, is that your area code?
It's not actually an area code. It's when you come in from a private caller number.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm with you. No, because when I was in the military, we always used to, if we ever went anywhere, they say, what's your last three? And the last three digits of my military service number was 111. So there you go.
And I also have a share. In addition to having a son named Daniel, I also have a son named Andrew.
Wow.
Well, let's see what we've got here for you, Gigi. Now, Gigi, did you have a question? Well, tell you what, I'm just going to run with this, and I'm going to tell you what I've got for you. Is that okay? Because
yes.
I Right, I'm gonna say here, Gigi. Wow, well, these cards are wonderful. And something just said to me, go straight to the Oracle cards, Andrew. Now, Gigi, I'm being drawn very much into the area of your life where relationships are concerned, as these things affect most of us. But where relationships are concerned, I'm going to say to you, I've drawn four cards here, and I'm going to say I see almost like a total turnaround in your life, new beginnings, new starts, but also a transition for yourself, Gigi, because I believe that where you're, I'm going to say, a further the heart of being very much a focus of your life, there's a transformation coming up, and the card literally says start anew, and it shows me a caterpillar just coming out of out of the chrysalis, out of a metamorphosis state, and transforming itself into a beautiful new butterfly and the start of something new in its life, Gigi. But what I also do want to say to you is where this transformation is taking place in your life and where there are new beginnings and new starts, you've got to believe that you are going to be okay, you are going to be fine, and everybody that's around you, everybody that cares for you. Oh, by the way, would you understand who Caroline is as well?
I'm sorry?
Would you understand the name Caroline or who Caroline is?
Yeah, I do have an acquaintance named Caroline. I know of her.
Okay, yes. I just heard the name Caroline being called. But where this transformation is taking place for you, what you need to do just before you zoom off into the blue yonder is allow your wings to dry as a butterfly and allow yourself to get used to your new surroundings and your new ability to fly, because you're going to fly higher than you ever did before. And it's time to celebrate you. It's time to celebrate you, Gigi, because I feel that there are a lot of people around you, maybe old acquaintances, maybe old people that you're involved with somehow, that they were not being true to themselves or true to the world around them. And you have removed your mask and you said, this is who I am. This is what I am. This is what I do. And this is what I'm going to be. And basically you have taken away that pretentiousness and you've been true to yourself rather than being somebody that you'd rather not be. So would that make sense to you?
Oh my gosh. That is so on point.
Okay, but what I'll say is you will come against obstacles, people who wish to stand in your way, people, and I'm being shown legalities here, people who just want to throw things at you, throw obstacles at you, it's almost like when you see these movies where, you know, maybe like Arnold Schwarzenegger's trying to, like Terminator, you're constantly trying to escape something or somebody that seems to be you're unable to destroy them, you're unable to get rid of them, you're unable to sort of work your way around them, a bit like David and Goliath. And as you will know with the story of David and Goliath, Gigi, that David used his guile, his intellect, and his inspiration and his motive, his inspiration, and he used a slingshot. It was such a small idea, such a clever idea, but the simplest ideas are the ones that work the best. And in order for you to escape the clutches of this controlling person around you, you're going to need all of those things. And all I'll say is, pardon me, don't sweat the small stuff, okay? Don't be worrying about the small things. And we have a saying here in the UK for you, Gigi, if you take care of the pennies, or I'll say if you take care of the cents, the dollars will take care of themselves. So don't be worrying about big financial issues. As long as you work with the cents, the dollars will look after themselves. And one final, there's a lady just joined me here from Spirit. This lady, I feel, suffered with dementia when she was here, but I feel possibly she had a brain tumor as well. There was another condition apart from dementia with her brain, but I know she links to the name Marianne or Marion. She links that name in one respect, but this lady is saying to me, I don't know whether you can link to her, but she's saying, you know, when you thought that she didn't understand, or when she couldn't hear you, or she didn't take in information, she was listening to every word. So would that lady with the dementia with the brain tumor make sense to you at all?
Well, my grandmother, my maternal grandmother had dementia, Alzheimer's.
Thank you. But would you understand where you would have sat and talked to her, or you would have held her hand and you would have Who read to her, Gigi? Somebody read.
My aunt.
Who was it?
My aunt. My aunt Eva.
She said,
or Catherine.
Okay. Now listen, I have no idea, but she's given me a picture of Tom Sawyer here, Tom Sawyer's adventures. So I don't know whether this was a favorite of hers or a favorite book of your auntie's, but she's saying, I keep being given the adventures of Tom Sawyer here. And as you know, Tom Sawyer had nothing, he had nothing on his feet, but he had the best time of his life. And what I will say to you here, Gigi, money is not everything. And that's what your grandmother wants to leave me with, okay?
Okay. So you did say there's a relationship coming in that's in the beginning. Did you mention that?
What I did say was that where relationships are concerned, where you have had a hard time off other people and where you've felt as though you've been unable to break free from certain people, from certain situations, that will all take place for you. But where relationships coming in are concerned, I feel a it seems to be a little bit of a theme tonight, Gigi, or today, because I'm 8 hours ahead of you. But there seems to be a bit of a theme here that I want to declutter your life and make room for somebody in your life before you can let them in. If they were to walk in right now, today, I just feel that the time would be wrong. But I want to get to, and I've been shown January 2016, where you feel able to move forward again in your life. And things start to roll forward and get back to a degree of normality. Would you understand that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know we don't all love timelines, I can tell you, but the timelines are great for us, especially when they're a little far out versus close, because you've got time mm-hmm. to maneuver, Gigi. And that's what I love about this timeline for you, because there is stuff that I feel like that Andrew's talking about that needs to be like decluttered, completely done, new, fresh. And I feel like if it was before, like he said, you were going to end up with not the right situation. So this way it gives you time, and it's not long. It's, you know, 6 months is not long to wait, let me tell you, when you're looking at the rest of your life. And so I believe that I could see fresh air starting in January too. So I say, I don't love giving this because people like say, right, Bonnie, right. But work on yourself. Love yourself, because loving yourself will let a lot of people love you. And I know you all, you do. And you've got a lot of things coming in that are just different, that you're going to see very quickly. And you'll understand that January is going to come pretty fast.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So I hope okay. I hope that makes sense to you. Anything else, Andrew, for her? For Gigi?
No, that's just about it from me. Thank you, Bonnie. Gigi, thank you, and give my love to California.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You, Gigi. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Andrew, are you leaving us?
Got to go, Bonnie. I've got to go eat. I've got to feed the monster.
Well, I've got to tell everybody before I let Andrew go, I want to thank you very much. You had a million callers on, and we have a lot of people in chat. So I know that Andrew will come back, and he is a regular on the show. Hopefully, maybe him and Susan will work out every other Monday or something, and we could, or anytime, actually, Andrew, you can jump on with me, and you know that. And thank you for mm-hmm. coming, because you are so appreciated. You're so good, and we love when you bring spirit through. I love when you bring spirit through, because I get to see that too. So listen, you've been offered an Akashic record reading. They are rare, Andrew. So again, I hope you take Susan up on that, and that'll be on Monday.
I will. I'm just trying to work out the date on Monday. Is it no, Bonnie, we're traveling away. We're going on vacation. We're going camping. We're going down to the seaside to go surfing. I am so sorry, but I will catch you with Susan on another day.
Definitely. Or actually, Susan is really a good Skyper. So maybe she will Skype you and do you a private reading. So.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, guys. And listen, just thank you to absolutely everybody that's called in today. And I loved working with you. And if you do want to get hold of me privately, www.andrewd.com. And of course, you can listen back to your readings on the archives on Bonnie's show.
I love that. Thank you, Andrew. Have a great vacation. Please send my love to everyone in your fam. And I will talk to you soon.
I will do. Thank you, Bonnie. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. Bye. I am not, bye, Andrew. I am not getting off. I am going to stay on. I just want to tell you that tomorrow, it is too cool. Tomorrow, I am going to pick up 719 in just a minute. But I will tell you that it is so cool tomorrow. We've got the Metaphysical View. We have Astro Wednesday, of course. And we have Dr. Ron Cole telling us all about the stars, moon, sky, all planets and everything. And then at 2 o'clock, we have the Metaphysical Girls, The View. We do have a new participant, a new girly, and that is Susan. You heard her here today. She's our Akashic Record reader, opener. She is a clairvoyant medium. She's also a psychic intuitive. She is a all kinds of different, she's an author, she's a writer of children's books, a writer of my favorite, one of my favorite books, Soul Windows, Secrets of the Divine, because I, of course, helped channel that book right through Susan, although she'll tell you she wrote it. You can get that at Amazon.com. It's by Susan Z. Rich. She will be the new participant tomorrow. So not only, I don't even know if we're going to be able to stay on the air with all the energy, but it is going to be Annabelle Miller, Brenda Brand, Susan Z, and me. All three of them are related. I'm the only one that's not related by blood, but I'm related by metaphysics. So please join us. It'll be a lot of fun. I am going to pick up 719. We only have 9 minutes, but 719, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hello. Good. I have a question.
Yay! You know, Kelly, I knew it was you, and that's why I picked you up. Unfortunately, I saved you for the last caller, and I didn't get to put you on with Andrew, but he'll be on again. But go ahead. And to tell you, I am so sorry I haven't answered you, girlfriend. I have been keeping up with your antics in the house and everything, and I don't know where you are or what you're doing, but please ask me. Because I was in New York and I couldn't get into my head or get into answering you in not anything but a head mode, and spirit was just rocking all over the place. So go ahead and ask me, Kelly, because I'm glad that you called.
All righty. Well, it was just kind of one of those, you know, generic thing today of like what I find really funny. Remember the young man that was one of the new readers? Quite a while ago, because he said within 4 weeks we're going to be moving. Well, guess what?
Yes.
We got out to Wyoming. We got the stuff taken care of with the house, so we have, you know, water and electric, and it's livable, and it's like the kids are really
excited. Yes!
So we came back. We were out there about 10 days, and we drove back here with a whole house full of stuff to pack up. We got back. We started, you know, back on our flight. We arrived here on Saturday. And we are going to turn around and leave here again with the house empty on Thursday. So we've got like, this is Tuesday. We've got like 3 days. We've got 3 days to finish packing the house. We've already got some stuff loaded on trailers. It's like, it's just, I never thought it would go so fast.
Oh, yes. Well, no, Kelly, it didn't go so fast.
Oh, my God, 90 miles an hour. I was like, yeah.
It didn't go so fast. Listen, it didn't go so best. This is years in the making, dear, my dear friend. So I am so thrilled for you. And the guy that told you that will be back on Thursday, Minopon. So I think that was Minopon that told you. And he will be back on Thursday because everyone, Thursday is Chris Reck Minopon. So he reads your cards, but different ways. So I think that was him, but or else it was Gregory Scott.
Yeah, that was him. That was him.
It was Minopon. Of course, I've been telling you forever, but then, you know, I don't mean much now, do I?
Yes, you do. That's why I was trying to find
you. I am so excited.
I was just going to ask if there was anything in particular that we have, you know, any things from the other side, you know, that they want us to do, want us to complete, want us to, you know, whatever. It's like any helpful suggestions from Heloise on the other side, you know? Like,
well, I will tell you that your group, that I call your group, I think it's your brother. I'm sorry. So sorry. It's your husband because he's young when he died. So, and when he crossed over, didn't die, but when he crossed over. I have your husband, I have you standing behind him, his mother, which I know you don't love. I've got all kinds of people standing there, and they're standing straight as an arrow, clapping with these big hands, like just clapping, like they're not, they're clapping like it's in front of them in a choir. And I think that they're saying to you, this is when everything starts moving. And they're just clapping. It's like they were watching a play. They're like watching you standing up. You know when you give somebody a standing ovation and started right. clapping. So not that I see laughing and smiling, because I think what they're doing is they're showing us this is the first, you know, of what you need to do, and you've made it. So I think that they're very proud, and yeah, I've got spirit here with me. They're very proud of what you're doing, and they know this is the right direction. And again, you will have, this is where you need to be right now. And they are just so happy. I think your dad's standing there clapping, actually your dad's smiling. And is there some kind of a, they're showing me like a metal wheel. And it almost looks like a, you know, like you spin yarn. Remember those old yarn spin wheels?
Like a loom, like a spinning wheel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I don't know if it's symbolic or he actually had one on his property or you have one somewhere. But what they're showing me, if it's symbolic, is it reminds me of the Wheel of Fortune with the thread coming and starting to turn your way. So I feel like the messages, they're not really giving me a lot of loud signals. They're just clapping. And they're clapping funny because they're all standing so straight. They're all tall. Do you have a tall family?
Yeah. My husband, I mean, my dad was like, you know, 6'1". My husband was 6'3". I don't know. I had a cousin who was 6'5". You know, it's like, Yeah, we had. I mean, we had tall people, but we also had what I call the uber short people too. It's like on one side it was like really tall, and the other side could have been, you know, akin to the little people. It's like my grandma probably came up to my chin, you know. But then again, I'm 5'9", so it's like that would have made. Well, yeah, that still would have made her about 5 feet. So it's like, yeah. So we got the tall ones and the short ones.
You know what? I see the tall one standing there, and I don't know what side of the family. It might be just a side of the family showing me. And I feel like I see a mother that, you know, I feel like your mom's there, but I feel like was she thin?
Very. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, because she's just gaunt, thin. She's very, very thin, and she is also. She's got like a stern face, but she's clapping too. So I feel like more of the message is that now you're listening, and things will open up, and they are going to be with you. So I'm so proud of you, Kelly. This is going to be a great thing. You own your own life back, and I think that. The relationships, they're showing me the relationships with everybody will be so much better, because you'll be the one they're relying on versus you relying on their generosity. See, that's what they're showing me. So I don't know what that means, and I don't know what, and I feel like friends are going to start opening up. I don't know what that means for you, but I feel that this place will give you the freedom, the intuition, because you have so much of it, and the solitude that you need to continue life. And that's what they're showing me.
Okay. I was kind of curious, because the school, the children want to go back to a brick and mortar school.
Uh-huh.
And we found out that there's going to be, until they enrolled, it was going to be 80 children. So now there's 82 children in like K through 12. But mm-hmm. most of them are, they said they're combining first, second, and third grades because there's so few elementary. So it's primarily, you know, fourth through 12th that the majority of the students are in. And they have, I was really surprised for as small as a school. It's like they have football, basketball, volleyball. Track.
Yes.
They have music, you know, they have all the variety. So it's going to be like, It's going
to
be like
they're going to love.
But it's like a
Kelly, I won't. Yes, exactly. That's what they're showing me. They're showing me this is exactly what they wanted for your children and their children, actually, because your husband's saying they're yours and his. But you've got to understand that this is the best of both worlds for you, and they and that you found it and was led to it at this time was imperative. So. Great for you. This is going to be great for the kids. They need this, Kelly. And you need to make sure that you understand that there'll be some learning and growing experiences. But I see your kids. I see them, especially your daughter, just laughing and running and making friends. And I see your son, too. So I feel good, really good move for all of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It feels really good.
They need
and what you're saying about the house. It's like I because I had a girlfriend actually who knew more about plumbing than I did because we ended up for a while there because I was asking, I was like, where's the miracle on 34th Street? You know, because we had a 2-foot section of pipe to fix, and we ended up removing 40 feet of pipe and just replacing 40 feet of pipe, and I was like, that was not in the budget, you know.
Well, I've got to tell you.
Scary moment.
I've got to tell you where the miracle on 34th Street is that you created your home, and there is the miracle on 34th Street, and that's what they're showing me. You've already gotten the miracle, so I feel that you need to embrace that. But I am off the air. Kelly, I will talk to you. I'm glad I'm home so I can talk to you. Give me about an hour if you, but I do have to tell you that I'm very proud of you. I am so happy. I knew it would work out like this. And I am just so happy and just in awe that you did this move. Embrace it with, remember what I said to you too, that they said go in with a great attitude. You know, and they keep saying attitude, gratitude, which I don't use that word, but I mean, I do, but I don't. Gratitude, attitude, fortitude, and altitude. I don't know. I think that's your husband. But what they're showing me is
altitude. We're 7,200 feet, or actually we're at a 6,800 feet. So it's like, yeah, we're in altitude. That's for sure.
Yeah, and what he's showing me, if it's going to be a great, just have that open, friendly, okay, everything's going to be okay, get along kind of attitude. And they're giving me the name fortitude, attitude, latitude, whatever he's saying, and it will work totally. And I'm so proud and I'm so happy for you. So I am going to get off and I am going to hang up, but I'm so happy, Kelly.
I want to sing one real quick. It's like, the song is like, if it changes in attitude,
changes
in latitude.
Yes, the same. Yes. Yes. So that's cool. Of course, you're not in Florida, which I would have loved you to be. But this is where you need to be. And the kids, this will be the start of this new life, Kelly.
Yeah. I'm contemplating, it's like one last thing. We're not going to do it this fall because I'm not going to try to winter animals through, but 4-H in the spring. We were looking
Perfect.
At doing like goats and chickens because they have this breed called Jersey Giants. There's Jersey Giant Blacks and Jersey Giant Whites. And it's like, if you feed them right, the roosters can get up to like 40 pounds and the hens can get up to like 20 pounds. I mean, they're huge. So we're looking at, being able to, have like a milk goat so we know what we're drinking, you know what I mean? And we're feeding it and it's like all that good stuff. So we know. We have some control over the food that we're, feeding ourselves, if you will, and the same with the eggs. So it's like, yeah, I was just kind of wondering, it's like, is that going to be successful?
Yes.
Is that going to be okay?
Yes. But you know what? What they're also showing me is don't get into anything around you. Like if you're going to raise something, make sure that it's not going to interfere with the neighbors because that wouldn't be a good start. But what they're also saying about 4-H is this, there's many things that you can pick and you can join this now without having animals. This is a good thing
right.
for your kids. So they want you to join as quickly as possible.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes
okay.
sense. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So I will talk to you soon. I want to thank everybody for being with me, and thank you for staying with me. Thanks everybody for listening. Thank you for chatting. And I will see. Yeah. And I will see you back here at 1 o'clock. Kelly, your favorite guy, if you listen, is Ron Cole. He misses you. So Ron Cole will be on. And when you get in your own home, we'll talk about you. So I am so excited because the kids will be in school. You'll be able to do stuff. Yes. Yes. So everyone, I will see you back here again. Bonnie Albers on air at 1 o'clock tomorrow for Astro and Metaphysical View. Thank you very much. Bye. Bye, Kelly.
Bye. Thank you for picking me up.
Thank you. And thank you, Candy.